We're on the Mishnah on Chafei on the base. Chachachem she'asher she'isha b'neder abayla. Woman came to a chacham with a neder that she made, and the chacham could not find, and she made a neder that she's also to her husband, and the chacham couldn't be matter her neder. So that chacham harizah lo yisena. That chacham can't get married to her because we're afraid people will say that the reason he couldn't find a heter for the nether is because he wanted to marry her. So he was not matter her nether, and she couldn't live with her husband anymore, and they only had a divorce, so he could marry her. Miyana osheholtza befonav. However, if he was one of, a bezdin, that she was memayin, or he had chalitz in front of them, yisoena, then there's no problem, he could marry her. Mitneshu Bezdin, because then he's part of a Bezdin, and we're not choshed that a Bezdin is going to be matter her in order to that one of them should be able to marry him. And we'll see from the Gemara where that applies only dafka to a Bezdin, or even two people. Right? We're not choshed that two people can do something, one of them should be able to marry her. Okay. Rashi, the nether, Shenadra Hanomi Baila Velo Heferla. She made a nether not to have any benefit from her husband, and the husband wasn't made for the nether. He could have been made for it, but he wasn't. Right? And then she came to a chacham to be matter the nether, lahatir lo, v'lo motza pesach l'charata, and he didn't find any way of being matter the nether. So lo yisoena mishum chshad. He can't marry her because it looks suspicious. Shehu beizdin, kolomer miyun or chalitza lo osa chacham ze biyachidi. Miyun or chalitza can't be done by one chacham, it has to be, we'll see, at least two or three. The kaimelon chalitza miun the gimel. Behold, I say you need a bezdin of three for chalitza and to make chalitza and miun in front of them. The taltalu chashid. Three people are not chashud that they're going to do something, right, in order that one of them should be able to marry this woman. Obviously, all three can't marry. Rashi. Hohi tira yisoena. Mashma that this chacham was able to be matter her to her husband, and later on the husband divorced or he died, he could marry her. Okay? The Maya schema. So how was one chacham able to be matter this woman's nether? Ilem b'chad chad mi motzi matter. V'omar b'chia bar ovin, omar of Amram, tana hataras nedorim b'shloshim. Right? You need three chachamim for hataras nedorim. So how in the world could one chacham have been matter her nether and then be allowed to marry her? You need three chacham. The ela betalta. So it must be talking whether there were three talmid chacham who were matter her nether. So michashide. Then even if they weren't matter the nether and they ushered her to her husband, the chora we said when there's a bezdin, they're not choshed. And one of them could marry her. So what case is it talking about? If it's talking about one where if he wasn't matter her, we would say that it looks suspicious and he can't marry her, one person can't be matter another. If it's talking about three, right, so then three is never chashud, even if he wasn't matter the nether. Samara says, ve'ela betalta michashidi vasnan miyano shecholtza befond of yisoen of neshu beisit. Three people are not chashud even if they couldn't find a heter. Samara says, la'olam bechad. It's talking about one person. Ukedom Rav Chizdom Rav Yochanan b'yochid mumche hachinami b'yochid mumche. Yochid mumche can be matter a nether by himself, and therefore it's talking in such a case where she went to a yochid mumche and he couldn't find any heter for her nether, and the male is what's it called not allowed to marry her. Had he matter the nether and she continued living with her husband and then she got divorced or died or what's it called or he died, then he could marry her.
Is she allowed to go to someone else if he can't
No, Chora, once somebody passes.
No, but he says, I don't have an answer, I can't find a Pesach over here.
He didn't pass him that there's no heter for the nether. Yeah, then she goes to somebody else. Somebody else may be
well. He says, I can't find a heter.
Yeah, if he holds that there's no heter here, then she can't go to somebody else.
No heter, but right.
He says, if he says, look, I don't want to get involved, I don't see what then it's, that he didn't give a Pesach. Rashi, hohi tira, v'yachar kach meis bailo girshi yisena. Mashma, that if this chacham had been matar the nether, and then subsequent to that the husband died or divorced her, he could marry her. She ain't kan chshoda. After that, there's no chshad, because he was matar the nether. Gemara says, how could it be possible? Mamashach, if it's one person, it can't be matter the nether. If it's three people, even if he wasn't matter the nether, it should be good. La'olam b'chad, the kashilach midiktoni sha'osra mechlal de bar mishrehu, in b'yochid mumche, because Rav Chisda ben Adar perek na'am murasa, that a yochid mumche can be matter nether himself. Okay. Miyana u'shecholza, time of the beizdin, ho b'treylo, right, mashma, you have to have dafka three. Because, what's it called, the miyun in chalitza is in front of a beizdin, that's why we're not choshed. But if it would be something in front of two people, then we would be choshed that two people would do something, that one of them should marry the woman, right? Somewhere says, that's not true. Maishno mehodesnan, edim hachasum malsa the mecha, v'al get isha lo choshu chacham l'dovarze. You have edim signed on a sale of a field, right? So we don't say that we're choshed that if they get involved in buying this field later, right, that it was all part of a conspiracy or whatever. Two people, we're not choshed that two people are going to do something, what's it called, it doesn't look suspicious anymore. Same thing, two people signed on a get of a woman, either of them could go marry her. Because we're not choshed that two people are going to sign on a get in order that one of them should marry the woman. Gemara says no. He gufa kamashmalon lafuki. Man the omer miyum b'fnei shnayim kamashmalon miyum begimel. No, enochanami. Even two people are not choshed. And if you could make miyun or chalitz in front of two, also it would be no problem. But the Mishnah is telling me that miyun and chalitz have to be in front of three because there is an opinion that says miyun and chalitz could be in front of two. Kamashmalon that you need three. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Not that you need three in order not to be suspected. Even two would be good for that. But you need three, because you need three for Miyun Chalitza. Okay, Rashi. Beizdin Gimel. Lo choshu chachom l'dover zeh, lomar lo yirku shuv sa dezumen alokeach. We don't say that it looks suspicious if they go subsequently, one of them, and buys the field from the buyer. Right? That we say, oh, he wrote on this shtar that Reuven sold the field to Shimon because they wanted to buy this field and Reuven wouldn't sell it to them, so they made it that Shimon got it so they could get it from Shimon. And really it's not true, it's whatever, right? So they made up the shtar so they could buy it from Shimon, who was willing to sell it to them, but Reuven wasn't willing to sell it to Shimon. So they made up a shtar. We're not afraid of that. The chein ha'ed shall get lo yisra sa'isha. The same thing, we're not afraid that if two people sign on a get, that and one of them marries her, that people will say that they made up this get in order they can marry her. We're not afraid that two people are going to do something for the sake that one should do something, it should get the benefit. Gemara says, he gufa kolomar, hu adin de trei nami lo chashive. Because just like the Mishnah, two people aren't choshed to do something that one should get a benefit. V'ha diktani shehu beizdin lav mishum afuke michshada. Not because you need a beizdin that there shouldn't be suspicion, and less than a beis din not. El lashmeinun de'ein miyun b'pachas migimel. But it's to tell me the fact that miyun needs three people. If miyun would only need two people, that would also help. But miyun needs three people. Lafuke miman da'amr v'perek be'shamai miyun b'shnayim. There is an opinion that says miyun only needs two. Chalitza for sure needs three. But miyun only needs two. And this Mishnah comes to tell me, not like that, that this Mishnah holds miyun needs three. Okay. Iboyalahu. Konas Maushiyotzi. In the Mishnayos we had before. Okay? The case is going, Maushiyotzi. Eschem, what's called, Konas Maushiyotzi. Achochem Vamedi Getz. Going back on the case of the Chochem, that was what's it called, Asher the woman, the Nether, right? And he couldn't find the Heter. And the case before that of Vamedi Getz. That person brings a get and says, "Before he can't marry the woman." What happens if the d'evid he married her? Do we make him get divorced or not? We had the Mishnah before. Sometimes we make him get divorced. Sometimes not. What about over here? So Gemara says, "Rav Kahana Omar Konas Motzi," that if he married her, he has to get divorced. Rav Ashi Omar Konas Eina Motzi. Rav Ashi holds that he doesn't have to get divorced. Tani lahu Rav Zuti Devei Rav Papai Kedivrei Haomer Konas Eina Motzi. And Rav Zutti Barav Papa, I learned like the Man D'Omra who says that you don't have to get divorced. Amrulei Rabbanan, so Rabbanan said to him, Amrulei Rabbanan Ravashi, Gemara Osvara. Right, that which you hold, that they don't have, she doesn't have to get divorced. Is it a, what's it called, something you learn from someone else? Right, you have a Kabbalah like that? Or it's your own Svara? Amar Lahu Masnisani, it's in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, Hanitain Mishivchav Nishtachra, Me'oveves Kochav Nishgaira, Hazer Lo Yichnos, and Kana Sein Motzi. Just like over there, the whole thing is built on suspicion that you're strengthening the rumor. Somebody, there was a rumor that he lived with a shifcha or with a goya, and then she got freed converted. She's not allowed to marry her because it strengthens the rumor. It looks like it was true, right? Because now he's marrying her. So therefore, but if he did get married to her, then we don't make him get divorced. Same thing over here. We're suspicious. It looks suspicious that the chacham was not matir the neder so he could marry her. Or it looks suspicious that the guy brought the get and said, so he could marry her. But since it's only a suspicion, right, if he, mice in the end, gets married, he's okay. Right? And even though, we'll see in one second, that what's it called, that the Mishnah also has a case where you have to get divorced, where the adulterer, right, that a man is chashed of living with a married woman, and then she gets divorced, he can't marry her. Right? But over there, it's what's it called, since the guy divorced his wife because of this rumor, right, and he is the adulterer, that's not just out suspicion, that's just it's an obscene, it's not a nice thing. So there it's worse. See what I'm saying, Rashi. Mercy's Gemara Svara, Haida Amris Kona Sein Motzi. That what you hold, that if he got married, he doesn't have to get divorced. Did you learn that from someone, or is it your own Svara? Mara says, So the Mara says he says the Mishnah. We see from the Mishnah, Biranona lo mafkinon, hachinami Biranona lo mafkinon. Just because of suspicion, if b'di'evet they got married, we don't make them get divorced. Rashi Biranona mipnei rinun v'laz b'nei adam lo amrin lehotzei. Just because we're strengthening a rumor, that's not a good enough reason to make them get divorced. Enough reason to prevent them from getting married to begin with. But if they already got married, they don't get divorced. Rashi says, Lamaisa, there is a case in the Mishnah we do make him get divorced. The case where there's a rumor about a woman who committed adultery, and if she married the adulterer afterwards, we make her get divorced. The lo dami l'nitin alayshas ish. The hasam hoyel v'hotziya bailam et nei zeh, v'holach zeh v'nasam, mechur atover. Here it's not just because we're strengthening the rumor. Here it's disgusting that the husband divorced her because of this rumor, because of this adulterer, and the adulterer goes marry her. It's not a nice thing. Looks not nice. Once had a maisa with similar to this, that a woman was supposedly committed adultery with there were two couples. So the husband of one couple committed adultery with the wife of the other couple. They were best friends, the two couples, but they were till that point. And what happened then? The husband divorced the wife. She probably broke up the family, whatever. And now she wanted to go. Oh, she wanted to now marry the man, the other man that she committed adultery with. So Harish is also. There's only one problem. That could be that she never was married to the first guy because they didn't have a real kup of a kedusha. They had a conservative marriage, and there pretty much were no edim ksherim. So it comes out she was never married to the first guy, so she never committed adultery. So she was never also to the second guy. Right? So these people lived in a certain community, not my community, the people who committed the adultery. Their relative of the woman lived in my community. They came with a shayla l'maisa that their relative now is anyway divorced. Right, what's it going to help, you know, to asa her to this guy? Because l'maisa, it could be halachically, it's okay. So I looked into it, and sure enough, what's it called, it appeared to me that she never was married to this guy. Maybe she was never married, she never committed adultery, she's not also to the guy, and she could get married to him. But I didn't want to take the achrayus, so I sent a shayla to Moshe. Moshe Feinstein. I have the answer in his handwriting, the maisa. And he answered, he said, yeah, based on what I said or whatever, he holds even by an ashes ish, you don't need a get in such a situation. Here it's only a lav, right, of a nitma. For sure, under this circumstances, she wouldn't be usher to the guy. So I told them, and they went and told the rabbi of that community, didn't speak to me for I don't know how long. Because he was friends with these people, and he held this woman was like a rishata, that she broke up her family. And I went and told the family, it's just mutter for her to marry this guy, and he felt that it wasn't a question of Isser and Heter, it was Mechur HaDover, it was like disgusting, right? This woman broke up her family, went and now we're going to let him get married, even though it's mutter, but Lamaisa, he was more personally involved, and he held it was disgusting. So that's the same thing over here. Even though, what's it called, if it would just be, because we're strengthening the rumor, if they got married, we would not make them get divorced. But over here, the guy divorced his wife because she was suspected of adultery. And now she should go marry the adulterer? It's not only because we're strengthening the rumor, it's because it's not nice. So maybe that's what Rashi says. Okay, we're on the next mission tomorrow, and we'll start the next parak on Sunday, so you have the whole Shabbos to get ready. No, that maybe they made up. There was no place for a miyun, and there was no real good reason for chalitza, and they, what's it called, agreed to a bogus chalitza or miyun in order to get married to them.
So they're coming like 8.
Right, something like that, right, yeah.